Welcome to the Michael Chaney Podcast. I'm the owner of GrowFast.biz. I've grown from zero to several million dollars in personal net worth with my internet businesses, and I'm on a mission to give away everything I know for free. I'm doing this because I want to leave a legacy, I want to make a difference in the world, and if you ever need help implementing it all, you might want to reach out to us. This is my $10 million master plan. It's literally every step that I've taken to generate over $10 million online coming into my bank account. Now, I'm doing this because I want to leave a legacy. I'm getting on in years and I want to leave something behind, something of massive value that people can look back on and say, oh, wow, you remember when you did that? Isn't that amazing that you left that? That's one reason I'm doing it. And also, I want to help as many people as possible because I've been doing this for over 20 years now. And there's a lot of stuff that I know and that I've created and tested and tweaked that other people don't know. So I want to put it out into the universe to help as many people as possible. So what is this about? Well, I've got my notes here on what we're going to cover. And the first point is the money is in the back end. I'm going to use my whiteboard here as we go through these things one by one. Okay. So there's different ways to make money online. One of the first ways that people consider is being an affiliate. Okay. Being an affiliate. Now, the reason that they consider that first is it's one of the easiest ways to get started. You don't need a website, you don't need your own business, you don't need employees. You basically just get an affiliate link, which is a link for somebody else's product. You drive people to that link, you get people to click on it, prospects and leads. And when they buy that other person's product, you get paid a commission. So you don't have to create a product, do a members area and all that stuff. So it's an easy way to get started. But in terms of revenue that you can generate, it's got quite a low ceiling. Okay, so that's the first thing, the first way that you can try and make money is an affiliate. The second way is to then get into product creation and focus on what we call the front end, which I'll shorten here in my training for FE, shorten it to FE, front end. So what does front end mean? Well, for the purposes of this training, it means everything before the back end, okay, which I'll come onto in a minute, but it means the low ticket stuff. Could mean a product that you buy for $10, or you sell this product for $10, you create it yourself, and then maybe have different upgrades available within that one funnel. So you might create a product on how to get traffic, for example, you sell it for $10, and then you maybe give some template content for $97. Maybe you give people access to you for a call or something like that, a one-off call for like $497. And if that's all in the same funnel and they see all those upgrades publicly on a page somewhere after they've bought that first $10 thing, that's what we call the front end. Okay. Now that of course will make you more money than affiliate, than being an affiliate for somebody else, assuming and hopefully if you can get people to promote it, which we'll talk about that when we come onto that section. However, it's not the most lucrative way to generate money. How I've made millions and millions of dollars is having, and this is the third option here, is having a back end. Okay, which I'll shorten to BE instead of FE for front end, back end. So what is a back end? Well, it's what appears at the back of the funnel. It's not attached to the funnel. It's not something people see publicly. It's what you promote and what you sell and what you pitch to your buyers of your low ticket products. So that could be a price point. Typically it's $1,000 and beyond, okay? Now in our business, we've got back ends from $1,000 down, we've got recurring back-end programs, we've got programs priced at $2,000, we've got programs priced at $10,000, $25,000, $50,000, and even $100,000, okay? So a back-end is that high-ticket income, that big back-end money where you're charging a lot of money because you're delivering a lot more. So it's not going to be a training product, right? Like a front-end where you're teaching somebody how to do something in a series of videos. Back end is more leaning towards done with you, where you coach them, you give them access to you or your team, or done for you, where you literally build stuff or build a business for them. Okay. So the way that you get to the bigger income is you migrate and you graduate through these three areas from being just an affiliate, which isn't really running a business, it's just being an affiliate, to then selling your own products, but then moving beyond just having that front end funnel to actually focusing on the back end, because that back end is where the money is. And these people that are stuck in launch circle jerk, where they're constantly doing these launches all the time because they're not making enough money, is because they don't have a back end. So they launch a product, they maybe have a few upgrades in that funnel, and they get affiliates to promote that product, and the affiliates make a bunch of money. The vendor makes some money, but not enough, right? So they have to launch again. And now in the state of this industry as we are today, some people are launching like every couple of weeks. It's crazy. And they have to come up with a new product name, a new product idea, and an entirely new front end funnel every couple of weeks or every month to try and keep this income coming in, because they don't have this huge meaty back end. So that's where the big money is. Now, it's not a case, as we come back to these notes, we can tick this one off. It's not a case that this is exclusive, right? So you're not just doing a back end, right? You need to do all of these, right? That's the point. You can still be an affiliate and launch your own front end products and have a back end. And you need and want to do all three of those simultaneously, eventually. Now, if you're watching this and you're not even an affiliate yet, then it's a long journey ahead, but I'm gonna show you everything step by step. If you've already promoted your own front end products and you have a front end funnel or some funnels that you've launched before, great, you're in a great position. Now we just need to add that back end in. Now, it doesn't replace everything. You'll still want to launch periodically those front end funnels, because that's what's going to feed you with buyer leads for the back end. But you're not going to be bothered about the money you make with the launch on that funnel, because it's really, you're just using that launch to get buyer leads, right, that you can then pitch the high ticket back into. That's where the real money is made. So it's a complete shift in how you approach it. Rather than saying, oh, let me sell this little product for $10 and get some upgrades, it's now about, actually, let's just use this funnel that we've built to put as much money in affiliates' pockets as possible. Those are the people that are going to be sending you traffic to your product. Let's make them rich so that they keep sending traffic, and I'll collect all the buyer leads essentially for free, right? Because the customer's money is not your money. The customer buys the product, and then that money goes to the affiliate that sent the traffic. So the affiliate's happy, the customer's happy, they get a product, and you've got a buyer lead essentially for free. You didn't have to pay for it, right? You've not got any money out of your pocket in order to do that. And now you've got this huge collection of buyer leads that you can pitch your back end to and make thousands and thousands of dollars a time. So let's move on to this next part. More effort equals level up equals more income. Okay, this is a simple yet simple thing to understand, but it's not easy to do. And that is, the more effort you put in to your business, the more sales you're going to make, which sounds obvious, but it means you've got to demonstrate this. Right. If somebody approaches you and they want you to promote their product, right? They want you to be their affiliate. If they just tag you on Facebook, they just do a mass tag. Hey, I got this launch coming up. Great to have you on board. You don't feel special, right? You feel ignored. You feel just like everybody else. And you reciprocate in kind. You sense the amount of effort that's gone into their attempt to try and recruit you as somebody who's going to send them traffic, and you reciprocate in kind. You think, oh, well, they can't be that bothered about it. They've not obviously not put that much effort in. Maybe they're not convinced themselves that the offer's that good. And how badly do they really want me if they've just tagged me in a little Facebook post, right? So the more that you do, and the more you can demonstrate to both your list and your affiliates that you are serious and you're excited and enthusiastic about the offer that you have, the more they will reciprocate that excitement and enthusiasm. And we'll talk about specifics on this as we get into the meat of this, but I just wanted to plant the seed of this first. That it's a very important thing that you cannot get more unless you become more, right? You need to bust out of your comfort zone. If you've been comfortable just launching little products every so often, making a little bit of money, and you're like, I want to 10x my income, you're going to have to become 10x of a person. You're going to have to 10x your status as a marketer. You're going to have to learn 10 times more. You're going to have to do 10 times more, or at least 5 times more, but you're going to have to do more to get more. So that barrier, that ceiling where you thought, actually, you know, sending one email a day, that's crazy, that's so much work. You now need to obliterate that and think, actually, I should be sending 2 or 3 emails every day. You know, where you used to just mass tag people on Facebook and maybe post in a couple of Facebook groups to announce your launch, now you need to level up. You need to start sending things through the post, through the physical mail. You need to create custom gifts for JVs beforehand and send them a handwritten letter. You need to increase the value that you're giving on the prizes. You need to create bonus, ready-made bonus pages that they can use, and so on, right? And every increment that you level up here, you get more attention in the marketplace and people are like, wow, this guy's serious. They're going to so many lengths here. This must be a great offer. It must be a great product. And that applies not just to the sentiment with affiliates who are going to be promoting your product, but also with your list. Like you probably noticed this, if you've got an email list already and you've sent an email out about a product recommending it as an affiliate, so you're trying to get a commission, the more effort you put in, the more sales you get out. And it's not necessarily because of what people see, like the volume of emails or the bonus page if you've created it, it's because they see the effort. They literally sense and pick up on how much effort and enthusiasm you've put into the promotion. And it's that pushes them over the line. Not necessarily all the added bonuses that you put on the pile. It's just the fact that they're like, oh, wow, this one's really serious. Sometimes he just sends an email. It's obvious it's a swipe. I'll go and check it out, but I don't always buy it. This one, he's going to town. Like, he's throwing all these bonuses. He's doing videos. He's done a live stream. He's added all this different stuff. He's done a walkthrough. He's shown me that he's bought it himself, and so on and so on. And even if they don't consume all of that stuff, it demonstrates to them that you are serious and that you fully believe 100% in what you're promoting. And that's the key. That belief, your enthusiasm and level of effort conveys a belief to the prospect that they must go and buy what you're talking about. And from an affiliate point of view, the level of effort and the materials and everything that you create, which we'll get into the specifics of before the launch, conveys that belief to the JV and the affiliate, the joint venture partner, same thing, big affiliate, conveys to them that they must get on this launch because you're taking it so seriously, you know? Okay. So we've done that. Let's move on next to the third point here. Back end first, then create the front end, which attracts its ideal buyers. So because the back end is so important, it's not something that we tag on. And I see people making this mistake all the time. They do a launch, they get a bunch of buyer leads for, you know, a product that's $10 or $20 or whatever. And then they're like, okay, how can I monetize it? What can we do? Let's throw a webinar together. Let's come up with some package. Totally wrong way to do this, right? You start with the back end. You basically start with the highest ticket value item that you can create, right? $1,000, $2,000, whatever it might be. And you say, right, let's start here. Let's create something of so much incredible value that people would be falling over themselves to give me $2,000 to get their hands on this. Let's create that first. And then you reverse engineer and you work backwards to what the front end would be that would attract the ideal buyers for that back end. Right? You don't just badge something on. You don't just launch a product on traffic training, you know, sell a traffic training product, do the launch, you know, get 500 buyers and then say, right, what can I promote on a webinar? I tell you what, let's promote some AI thing. No, right? We create a back end first and then we say, what could we launch that is a perfect fit to this? So you create the back end before you even thought about what you're going to sell on the front. You don't even look at the funnel. You don't even look at the front end product or name or any ideas. You don't even think about the content of it or what it might be until you've finished the back end. Okay, very important, because that way you're going to be able to create a seamless journey for the person step by step so that when they see the front end offer, it's going to be created in a way that's setting them up to be a perfect match for what the back end offer is. Now, obviously the front end's still going to be valuable. If you don't buy the back end, it's not like you're ripping them off, right? Every product in every step of the way during the funnel is going to be valuable. Just every single upgrade as they go through just helps them get there quicker and easier. Right? Simple. And the back end is the quickest and easiest way that you can help them get the results possible. So that's what you create first. And then you create a front end offer that tallies up with that. Right? So, for example, you could create a back end offer that gives them instant traffic. Right? You buy them 10,000 clicks, you buy them adverts on Google or whatever it is you do, and it's instant traffic, right? It's worth $2,000. It's a great package. You do all the traffic for them. And then you would create a front end training product on traffic. Right, so it's a perfect match. You're going to attract buyers that want traffic. Some of them will just learn it and go and do it themselves. But those that want it faster and easier and have got the budget are going to buy that 2K package. Okay, so that's an example of how you match this. But you do the back end first and then you work backwards to the front end. Okay, so back end first, then create the front end, which attracts the ideal buyers. So we've spoken about that. Next, incentivize JVs with 75% to 100%. This is where I said, this is scary for some people because what we're talking about is giving away as much money as possible in the front end funnel to get more traffic. The reason your launches, if you've done launches before, have not been great is because either the conversion was bad or you weren't giving enough money away to affiliates, or more than likely, both. And we'll fix all of these as we go through these different modules here. But the more money you give away to affiliates, the more they're going to mail, right? If you just give them 50% and they mail once and they don't make enough money, they're not going to mail again, right? This is a competitive marketplace. There are launches every single day and they've got lots of people to choose from. So if they're not getting a ton of money every time they send you an email, they will stop sending you an email. It doesn't matter about the relationship that's been established. It doesn't matter how much you've sold for them. Rightly so, they will make a business decision that, look, I sent an email, I didn't get any sales, or I sent an email, I only got, you know, 20 cents for every click that I sent, which is bad, by the way. You want at least a dollar per click and ideally two or more. And if they don't make enough money, they'll stop mailing, right? So all the hard work that you've done to build the back end and then the funnel and everything is completely wasted. So the more you can front load that front end funnel with commissions and the more money you can give to affiliates, the more they will mail. And what this does is it offsets weak conversion, right? If you've got weak conversion, it's not ideal, but if you double your commission from 50 to 100%, that's essentially like doubling the conversion rate. Okay, so it's going to put more money in the affiliate's pocket, even though you might not have the best converting product. Does that make sense? If you do both, which we will work on, and increase the conversion rate by creating sales letters and video sales letters in the right way, which again, I'll tell you as we get into that later on, then you have this triple whammy effect of all these incremental changes. Right, you've built the buzz by really putting in more effort, which we'll talk about JV recruitment as well. You get more affiliates, they're more engaged, you give them more money, you have a better converting offer, and the result of this is you go from doing maybe a couple of hundred units on a launch to doing 1,000. And now you've got all these buyer leads that you can sell your $2,000 program to, okay? Now, the first time you do this, it's terrifying, quite frankly, or at least mildly terrifying. Most of people watching this, you'll be stuck in a position where you are, you're not terrified, you're comfortable. In your day-to-day operations of your business, you feel comfortable. You never feel at risk, and you're not really out of your comfort zone. You don't want to get so far out of your comfort zone that you're completely terrified, like, oh my God, I've bet the house on this. I'm giving 100% commissions on absolutely everything. I've no idea if this is going to work, and if it doesn't work, I'm completely broke, right? That's too far. You've got to be mildly terrified. Mildly terrified. So you're pushing the envelope of comfort or discomfort a little bit. Now, with these commission levels, you've also got to leave somewhere to go, right, during the launch. This is what we call the symphony of the launch. And I got this idea, I named the idea, but I got the concept from Marlon Sanders. And he says the moment that you launch, that's not the end, that's the beginning, right? Most people launch a product and they think, oh, it's done. I'll walk away and I'll collect the money at the end of the week and I'll just keep telling people, hey, mail, 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 keep mailing, mailing, mail. And it's just flatlining, right? The activity, the noise level, the attention that they're getting, the language that they're using and what they're posting on social media and emailing their affiliates about, it's just flat. It's just the same for the entire launch. Yeah, keep mailing, we're doing sales, keep mailing. Rubbish, right? It needs to be a symphony so that it starts with a triangle, a little triangle, ting, start small, right? On day one, go, you know, we're live, go, go, go. The next day you add something else, it builds into this symphony over the course of the launch week. So you need to hold on to something in your back pocket so you can create that symphony and ramp up the attention and ramp up the excitement. And of course, the number of emails that the number of affiliates send as the launch progresses, making sure that you heavy load the last 24 to 48 hours, which is where most of the sales will come from, because you'll be adding a countdown to your sales letter on this front end launch on the penultimate day, right? Typically you want to launch from Tuesday to Sunday and close it at 11:59 p.m. on Sunday night at a deadline on the Saturday, okay? So this is what we call the symphony of the launch, or the launch symphony. So you don't want to give away 100% commission on absolutely everything in the funnel right out of the gate, because you have nowhere left to go. Now, we, in my business, we have done that in the past. We've launched at 100% commission on every product in the funnel, and we went up from there because there was nowhere else to go. So you're like, how can you go up from 100%? We paid 200% commission on the front end, just the first product, like the $10 product. The rest of the funnel was still 100. We did that on like the Friday, Saturday, and then on the Sunday of one of our launches, we went up to 300%. So that means when a customer bought the product for $10, we would pay the affiliate $30. Now, that cost a lot of money, And the reason we were able to do that is we know our back-end numbers. We'd already run this back-end offer multiple times. We'd built the infrastructure. We knew how it was going to convert. And it generated several hundred thousand dollars in revenue just on the back-end alone. So we knew by giving this extra commissions away that it was just going to get us more buyer leads that we could then sell this back-end offer to. The first time you do this, you ain't going to know that, right? Because you create a brand new back-end offer. It's never been tested or proven before. So you don't want to be too risky with it. But the more you can push the boat out in commissions, the more buyer leads you're going to make. And in general, the more money you're going to make on that back end. So I would recommend you start off something like 100% on the first product in the funnel. So if you're going $9.95, and we'll talk about pricing as well later on, but if you're going 100% on that very first product in the funnel, and then maybe 75% on the other products, okay? And then over the course of the launch, as the launch approaches those last couple of days, you can then increase the other items in the funnel. Okay, we're bumping up OTO one, so one-time offer number one, we're boosting that up to 100% for the last day or whatever, okay? So you wanna leave somewhere for you to go so you can use that launch symphony. Okay, so I've tackled this one. I went down here and did this launch symphony one, and I've spoken here about incentivizing JVs with 75% to 100%, okay? The more money they make, the more they will mail. I also mentioned here about prizes, okay? Prizes are important. We're going to get into the specifics. You don't want to give just cash prizes. It's completely boring. It's what everyone else does. And if you do what everyone else does, you're going to get what everyone else gets. There's a different way that you can do this, which we'll talk about when we come on to that. But bear in mind, with prizes, that is coming out of your pocket, right? The commissions are not coming out of your pocket. It might feel like it during the launch when you see a sale coming in and it goes straight back to the affiliate if it's 100% or you only keep a quarter of it or whatever, but that's not your money. It was never your money. It's the customer's money that went from the customer to the affiliate and you delivered the product. The prizes, however, if you're gonna pay cash prizes to JVs, and you will end up giving cash away, but I'm talking about how you position these. It's not, you don't position it as cash. We'll talk about that later. That cash money that you're gonna give away is coming out of your pocket, right? It's not coming out of customers' pocket, it's coming directly out of your pocket. So be careful how much you offer there. Typically, I want to see a front loading of the number one spot. So it creates this frenzy of people wanting to get number one in the leaderboard. So typically what I do is go for a generous first place prize, and then I halve it for second, and then I halve that amount for third, and then you give kind of arbitrary amounts for fourth and fifth, and you can go down to 10th place if you want. Typically, I would have 10 slots on my leaderboard. I like 10 because then you can contact all those 10 affiliates during the launch and say, hey, you're just a few spots behind this guy, keep mailing, or you're such and such is just a few spots behind you, he's catching you up, make sure you keep mailing. So it gives you all these ego plays and competitive games going on within the leaderboard. If you have just 5 people in the leaderboard, you can't do that so much, right? But if you've got 10, then you can really get people firing off against each other and get them creating a lot more urgency and a lot more, get them emailing more, basically. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get JVs, joint venture partners, which is the same as an affiliate, trying to get the affiliates to mail as often as they can during the launch and for as long as they can during the launch. Okay, so that's what we've covered here. I'm going to dive into the specifics in the next section on JVs, and we'll get into all the meat of this, but that's it for this first session. Hey, Trainiacs, I'd be eternally grateful if you'd leave a review for me on this podcast. I don't put any ads or sponsorships on here, so when you leave a review, it helps get this free training into the hands of the entrepreneurs who really need it. It just takes a few clicks to do, and your review will make my day. And more importantly, it will create a ripple effect to help the fate and fortunes of countless entrepreneurs. Thank you.